Stick with the direction in which you cross the road. Walk up the road. Now you have the hotel on the left. Go past the kiosk. Do you see the bus stop? Just before you reach it, turn left. Go towards the station. You see the brown house over there on the left. Go towards it. Stand there, facing the station, the little house behind you. That's where you are now, on the back side of the things, at the back door of the conditions, in a place that, in its concreted over flatness, is reminiscent of the far side of the moon, of its off side, the night side, averted from everything that shines. We've been roving around on the back end of this program, via detours through the blind spots of our attention, through the holes of our perception, to look at the holes themselves. They are like negative mirrors of the city's design, of their functioning in us, our functioning in them. Take a look around. Do you see the flashing imperative written in blue letters on the grey high-rise building that appears diagonally to the left of the station building from here? Can you see the building? Do you see it? The writing? Do you remember the secret message we spoke of at the beginning, which is now suddenly legibly emblazoned over the center of this city? Spell it out with us again. L-U-E-G. Let us enjoy goods. The program that you know now, that has followed you like a gaze all this time, until here. A visual regime. The matrix of design that surrounds you everywhere. We are liable to the gaze of design. We lie under the gaze of design. No one escapes its program, which is a lie, an open one, only well concealed. And yet, there's a trick to escape the design. It is simple, but effective. It allows you to escape the gaze regime for a moment, to get behind the gaze, and to get into the backstage. Into the backstage of the gaze, which is also the backstage of the city. The trick allows you to take a shortcut there, to the edges, without you having to be there physically. We want to tell you the trick. Close your eyes.